What started in March is a war between an American-British partnership and Iraq has expanded on both sides to take on the dimensions of an international war.
News analyst Daniel Shore.
The coalition, so-called, has extended its reach to 22 countries. On the Iraqi side, Islamic zealots from other countries have come to the support of the pro-Saddam guerrillas. It is not unusual in history for a war in one country to become internationalized, especially when big power ideological conflicts become involved. In Spain in the 1930s, the civil war between loyalists and supporters of General Francisco Franco expanded into an international war when Germany and the Soviet Union intervened. Spain became a rehearsal stage for World War II, which ensued. In Afghanistan in the 80s, the war was ostensibly between the Soviet occupiers and the Mujahideen resistance. But it also became part of the Cold War when the United States intervened with a massive covert operation, including the provision of Stinger missiles that proved effective against the deadly Soviet attack helicopters. No longer does Cold War political ideology dictate how local wars can become proxy battles between great powers. But the Iraq war is expanding its participants even after the defeat of the Saddam Hussein regime. The Anglo-American partnership that calls itself a coalition is trying to expand its roster to look more like a real coalition. It has enlisted 22 countries willing to make modest contributions of military personnel. They include countries like Poland, Bulgaria, and Ukraine. And significantly, they do not include bigger countries like France, Germany, and Russia. Ivo Dalder of the Brookings Institution says the countries recruited are mainly countries that cannot afford to offend the Bush administration for economic reasons. Japan has experienced something close to a political crisis over the government's plan to join the coalition and contribute troops. As to Iraq, American military officials estimate the number of pro-Saddam guerrillas as between 4 and 5,000. But Islamic zealots from other countries, their number uncertain, have begun arriving in Iraq, like the volunteers from Egypt, Syria, and Saudi Arabia who went to Afghanistan to fight. It is as though there is a permanent cadre of Islamic fighters ready to seize any opportunity to strike at America. Iraq may not be the last arena for international conflict. This is Daniel Shore.